If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
There are two doors of access for the Christian. Two. Mind and speech. Not behavior. Behavior is the child of thought and speech. A child behaves based on what they see. Now, you get those rebellious children in school. None of those children come in there thinking that they can be rebellious until they see somebody else do it. And then they figure it's okay when there is no rebuke from the leadership. Even if they are rambunctious, they're going to hold back just to see what happens. And then they're going to determine how you deal with the disobedience. That's why the proliferation of sin in the church is like it is, because God hasn't killed anybody since the book of Acts. Do you think they had a problem with offerings after Ananias and Sapphira were carried out? People came in the next week. Peter. Listen, I had this. I was hiding this because I was going on a cruise, and I was going to cruise the Mediterranean and go to Rome. But you know what? You take it, Peter. You take it. You see, we struggle with all these biblical things because we don't have a point of reference for judgment. Therefore, we create one. Christians are saying that the hurricanes are coming because of God's judgment on America. That's not true. The hurricanes are coming because they form in the Atlantic. They come across the Caribbean based on air pressure, air flow, El Nino effect, and global warming. It's got nothing to do with judgment. We miss it. You miss it. If God wanted to judge America, all he got to do is sneeze and wipe out the whole place. The hurricane doesn't judge because they can rebuild. Everybody thought Louisiana was destroyed. Yeah, because they have all that stuff down there on Bourbon Street. And they walk around and they have illicit sex. And women are swinging around on trapezes with topless and all that. So God had to judge it. No, he didn't. Here's what God does. He moves his hand of protection and let the devil do what he wants. And then when God says, all right, I'll put my hand back, then it stops. I was using my snowblower one winter, and I was pushing the snow around, and I was complaining because I didn't feel like doing it. And I was complaining. I said, Lord, I'm getting tired of this, you know, and I really thought about moving Bethel to Orlando. And I was getting so frustrated by it. And the Spirit of God, he's so gentle, he's so kind. And he said to me, as I was pushing up the hill, he said, I could have let it continue. And then you would have had 15 feet and not 8 inches. I said, okay. I ain't going to argue. Can you imagine opening the door and the snow is all the way up to the doorpost and the lintel? Can you imagine? God just doesn't let it stop. But the point I'm making is our minds get the better of us because they are subject to an ungodly culture. Therefore, we draw ungodly conclusions about God. Predestination does not remove responsibility. God's sovereignty does not remove responsibility. God is sovereign. He does heal, but he doesn't expect me to eat things that are bad for me. When I discovered that I had an allergic reaction to pineapple and mango, I didn't just say, well, in the name of Jesus, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to eat it in Jesus' name. No, he looked for responsibility. Now, Eric, now that you see you've reached a different season, you can't have those things anymore. You can have other stuff now. And so we're going to move on from that. How do you think? You say, oh, I'm broke. You think you're broke. You're not broke. You have mismanaged what God gave you. It's easy to say the devil's stealing my money. No, you mismanaged it. You have things that you don't need, and you keep on buying more. How many of you have clothes that you've never worn but had to have? Shoes that you've never worn, they're still in the box in your closet. You'll never wear them. Your feet are going to grow, and you'll never wear them. What happens when that takes place in our lives? Our minds say what? You need to have this. I go to Best Buy. My mind tells me, you need everything that's new. So I walk up and down the aisle, and I pick up everything that's new and put it in my cart. And then I walk back through and put it back. Because I won't be able to have a peaceful house if I come in with all that stuff. Because she has not yet graduated to the supernatural realm of the ultra high definition. Y'all pray that my wife gets the vision. And so he says that we are not to be conformed to the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And once the mind is renewed, then you can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. All right, in the last segment here, and we'll pick up on this. We'll start here next week, Lord willing, unless North Korea sends a bomb over here. If they send a bomb, I'll finish it in heaven. We'll have the Bethel corner. We got our own corner. All right, now watch this. Watch this. What starts the downward spiral in our thought lives? What starts that? You see, now we're convinced that we should be transformed as our mind is renewed. We think differently. If you think differently, you're going to talk differently. You won't talk in terms of defeat. You won't speak in terms of submission to those things that are injurious to you. You don't talk about the sins of the past holding you in bondage. You speak to create a new environment and atmosphere. You create a new dimension by dimensional speech. Now, what causes the backsliding? If you go with me to the book of Luke, chapter 22, now, there is an unusual series of events that precedes and follows this text in Luke 22, 31 through 34. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Verse 31, Luke 22, verse 32. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. Now listen carefully. And he, Peter, said to Jesus, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both to prison and to death. Notice his thought was, I will never leave you. I am ready to go to prison and death with you. Now, Jesus is not trying to hurt Peter. He's simply trying to inform him of truth. And he says, I tell you, Peter. Now look at this. In verse 31, he's Simon. Simon is shifting sand, unstable. So because of your instability, Satan has gone to God to ask for you because he knows you're trickable, because you're unstable. Why are you unstable? Because your thought life isn't right. And I'm going to prove it to you, he says. Instability comes from an unstable thought life. One moment you think like a Christian, the next moment you think like a sinner. One moment you think like an overcomer, the next moment you think like a victim. You feel sorry for yourself. You continue to grind down your efforts. You continue to give up on life. You stop fighting. You stop resisting. I got out of my car yesterday. I was going to the store, and I closed the door, and the Holy Spirit said, fight the fight of faith. I don't know why he said it, but within last night, I got an attack from the devil that started at 12:22 last night and didn't end until 6:25 this morning. I was 1.5 inches away from calling one of them and asking them to preach because of that battle. And God had said, fight the good fight of faith. He didn't tell me to fight the devil. He said, fight the good fight. What was he saying? This battle is going to happen in your mind. And all night long, I looked at it. My wife has this digital clock in the bedroom. And I looked at it. It said 12:22 when I got out of that bed. And fought
In my mind. The battle wasn't for my body. It was for my mind. They were coming out of the walls. They were coming at me in ways that I had not experienced. And they were all talking. And I heard each one clearly as they battled for control of my thought life. And the Holy Spirit had told me yesterday, before it even happened, fight the good fight of faith. And that meant I had to keep saying what the Word of God said. Through tears, through anxiety and agony, I had to say, devil, no, this ain't happening. You ain't. And he was causing things to pass through my mind. I was seeing my own demise. I was seeing my own demise. Seeing it. For all those hours, he wrestled with my thought life. Didn't touch my body. Not one dart came to my body. I would have welcomed that. But he just kept my mind. My mind. My mind. Why? Because he knows that the battle is for your thoughts. And the Lord said, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. When that sun came up this morning, you talking about a glad brother? Lord, I felt like David, weeping, endured for the night. But when that sun came through the window, I got up and went in other rooms in the house. I was all over trying to find a place of solace. But he fights for control of your mind. The thing that brought me through ultimately was that I realized he had to go to God to get that permission. And then I realized God said yes. That you can harass him from 12 to 6. And he got preached 3 times tomorrow. So harass him. And he's going to preach on control of the mind. So make it real for him. So that he's not teaching theory.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
9417A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit ericlambertministries.com. ericlambertministries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit ericlambertministries.com and add to your digital library today.